Brachos Berachas Mishnah Aleph. Elu dvarim shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel besuda. These are the things that are different between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a suda. Beis Shammai omrim mevarach al hayom v'yachar kach mevarach al hayayim. Beis Shammai says first we make a bracha when we talk about Kiddush. We first, in the Nusach of Kiddush, the first thing we make a bracha on is the inyanim of the day, the mentioning of the day in the Kiddush, and then we make a bari piragofen afterwards. Now, what's the reason we do that? So the Gemara gives two reasons, and Rav seems to bring both of them down. One is because what's causing the Kiddush is the day. In other words, what's causing the bari piragofen that we say is because it's Yontif or Shabbos or whatever. So therefore, because it's Shabbos, we make the bracha on Shabbos first. Or the second reason is because we just go by the time sequence, and what happens is first that it's Shabbos, and Shabbos enters first, and then we make Kiddush. So because that happens, we first make the bracha, we mention the inyanim of the day in Kiddush, and then after the inyanim of the day, we make a bari piragofen afterwards. They say, no, first you make a bracha on the gofen, on the wine, and then you make the bracha, and then you mention the inyanim of the day, you make the bracha on the day. Why is that? So also two reasons. One is that the wine is what caused us to make Kiddush, because without Kiddush, whether it's wine or it's bread too, we would not be making Kiddush now. Or the second reason is that it's tadir, and tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. So the Tzlach here asks on Beis Hillel, says, one second, do we really need to have wine in order to make Kiddush? D'oraisa, you can even say it, if a person's, let's say, in a desert or whatever, he can make Kiddush. Or like we do in a Beis HaKnesses, according to most Rishonim, Yotze Kiddush D'oraisa, and I believe it's Reb Kiveger that says that even if a person says, you know, good Shabbos outside, he's also Yotze Kiddush D'oraisa. So what do we mean then when we say that the wine is what causes the Kiddush to come? And furthermore, Tadir Shenu Tadir, the Tzlach asks, Tadir, the Tadir of wine, Misha'enu Tadir, but the problem is here, one is D'oraisa. Because if a person, if he didn't make Kiddush in Shul, so now he comes to make Kiddush, Kiddush is D'oraisa. So what do you mean Tadir? Tadir is on a mitzvah D'rabbanan of Tadir, of wine, because wine, making Kiddush on wine is D'rabbanan, and now I have to make Kiddush Hayom, which is D'oraisa. So Tadir, and against Mekudosh, who says Tadir wins? I guess usually Mekudosh wins. Mekudosh means something more special, which is a D'oraisa. D'oraisa of Kiddush Hayom is more important than the Barei Piragofen, than doing it on wine, which is only D'rabbanan. So the Tzlach explains that that's why we have two reasons, according to Beis Hillel. The second reason of Tadir v'she'enu Tadir specifically applies, and really the case of Beis Hillel applies to the normal case where somebody davens in shul, makes Kiddush, and then he comes home. Now Kiddush is only d'rabbanan. So now, Tadir v'she'enu Tadir, Tadir kodim, because now we have the din of Tadir v'she'enu Tadir. Because now they're both d'rabbanans, and now Gufin is more Tadir than the bracha of Kiddush, d'rabbanan. Now you'd ask, then why do you even need the other reason? That the wine is what causes Kiddush to come. So there, there's a very beautiful limud that's to go against the sheet of Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai, in a case where it would be nighttime and you'd be drinking wine, because remember, Beis Shammai says that the day is what causes the wine to come about. And that only applies, by the way, by wine, not by bread, because there's another reason to eat bread, because we have to eat three sudos. So it'd have to be wine, and also sometimes you can make Kiddush early during the day, you know, like in the summertime. And there's not the chi of when, remember the Beis Shammai said that there's another reason, because Shabbos comes first, or Yontif comes first, but what if it's earlier in the day, if it's Mekadosh earlier, where Shabbos didn't even happen, or Yontif didn't even happen yet. So in a perfect case where it's night, right, so then the Shabbos or Yontif happens first, and it's wine, so you can't say there's any other reason. You can't just say, oh, because the Shalosh Shudos we have to eat, have this right now, so it's wine. So here Beis Shammai has two valid reasons, and now Beis Hillel is going to need two valid reasons to sort of combat that Svara. So that's why he gives the reason of that the Yayin is Gorim, you know, the day Shetava. Now, if you recall, this Taisus Yontif we discussed in the third parak, the first Mishnah, where it says Misha Mesa Mutulfanov, it says Pat Mikrishma Mitfilo Minitfilin. So we asked, why is Tfilo coming before Tfilin? And Tosis Yontif gives a pshat because Tfilo is Tadir over Tfilin. Now it's the same problem. Tfilo there is Durabonan and Tfilin is Diorisa. So you see that he doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a difference that you say Tadir even on a Durabonan against Diorisa, not like the Tzlach. One, I guess, could say that that's different because there we're just discussing what comes first in a Mishnah, and what comes first in a Mishnah, so it's Darbanan, but it's Tadr. You can say Tadr against something D'oraisa, and maybe that's not, you know, that's not called Mekudosh to something that's D'rabbanan. But over here, the question is, what do I do now? Do I make a Guffin first, or do I make the other one first? So there, it's different. The Shagasari actually learns over here. He brings by the Shiloh of what do you do, like by Pesach, do you say Sfirsa Omer, or benching, what comes first. So he says, don't tell me that you should bench first because benching is d'oraisa, because tadir has not, tadir does not discriminate when something is d'rabban and d'oraisa. And he brings a raya from our Mishnah. And he says, in our Mishnah, it's even if a person didn't daven, not like the tzlach, a person didn't daven, you know, in shul or whatever, he didn't say good Shabbos, he didn't, you know, he wasn't yotzi kiddush d'oraisa, so according to Shagas Aryeh, he would still say, according to Beis Hillel, he would still say yayin first. Not like the tzlach, because yayin is tadir, and tadir, even if it's d'rabbanan, goes, you know, before d'oraisa. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says.